There's a fascinating way in which we can tell the three most important events in all of history by way of a commonality in terms of sentences in the Torah. There are three and only three sentences in all of Tanakh. I don't simply mean Chumash, I mean in the Torah and the Nach that have one thing in common. They all consist of seven words and 28 letters. The first one is the opening verse in the Chumash. Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim v'et ha'aretz. That speaks of God's creation of the world, and it has seven words, seven being the key to Kedusha, to sanctity, to the number of days in which the world was created. It also has 28 letters corresponding to the Hebrew word koach, power. These seven words of 28 letters represent the power of God in creating the universe. But the world was created for a purpose. And the second time that we find a sentence that has this unique feature of 7 and 28, 7 words, 28 letters, is the opening verse preceding the Aseret HaDibrot in Shmos chapter 20. Vayedaber Elokim et kol ha'dvarim ha'ele le'mor. God spoke all these words, saying, seven words, 28 letters, and this represents the sanctity and the power of Torah given at Sinai. Those are the first big two. The third is something that hasn't happened yet, and it is in Nach that we find the sentence that we know is the most important line in the Kaddish. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach Li'olam Alome Omayo. It is a sentence that proclaims that the day will come when God will be accepted, understood, recognized by the entire world. It will be the day of Yitzgadal V'Yitzgadash Shmei Rabba. His name will be magnified and glorified. It is the key verse that has seven words. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach Li'olam Alome Omayo, and 28 letters. It is the power of God that will eventually be acknowledged by all of humankind. Now, what is so fascinating and so relevant for us today is that we have seen the beginning of that Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach. And we have just celebrated this past Sunday, Yom Yerushalayim, the day when we liberated Jerusalem, the day when the holy city of Yerushalayim came back to us so that we are prepared soon, please God, to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. That sentence has 28 letters, koach, power, and it is observed on the 28th day of Iyar. 28, koach, the power. In the closing days of the 7 times 7 counting of Sefirot HaOmer towards Shavuos, 3 major moments, 3 ultimates of history: creation, Sinai, Moshiach. And we now have a holiday for the third one that represents the greatest manifestation of God's power until the day, please God, that will come soon, when we will see the koach of God as expressed by the coming of Moshiach. May that day come soon. B'mheirah b'yomeinu. Amen.